Also, while we're saying hello to people, hello to all our new patrons. Thank you for signing up. Happy to have you here, and we're excited about the book
club. Yeah, Michael, tell us about
the reading group. Thank you.
Reading group is the dignified book club.
Yeah, we're doing a reading group on Lacan's Seminar 11, the four fundamental concepts of psychoanalysis. It's an ongoing reading group. Check it out.
Also, you know, maybe it's time to abolish the family. No, very silly concept. It's just so funny that a leftist wants, like, would orient their politics around a concept that the people, you know, everyday people, the holy common person that they put up on a pedestal would find a completely repulsive idea.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Why don't you abolish the most intimate familial connections you have with other
yeah.
people?
Yeah.
And use that as a model in order to unionize or whatever.
A ridiculous concept. Yeah. A ridiculous concept.
But there's something about that, the confusion of that for a kind of penetrative insight into the workings of ideology to be like, don't you realize that the family is just an ideological constellation?
Mm. Yeah, and
which is
and
kind of the same thing as saying like, oh, this dream clearly means X.
Right, right. That's a good point. And in some sense, it's true, but it's more what it represents in its
destruction.
Kind of distractive. Yeah. So he's immediately drawing a kind of connection between this ideological family narrative and the Freudian conception of dreams, which I believe he begins Sublime Objects with as well. When I first read that book, I found the concept quite a difficult one to grasp. But it's a way in which the kind of like unconscious desire in a dream is translated into the kind of events, the narrative of the dream, and how the truth is not in the narrative of the dream, the what you remember about it, but it's the distortion between the unconscious desire and the manifest content of the dream. But yeah, and he quotes a lengthy Freud passage, but the key line here is, a dream is therefore never simply an intention or a warning, but always an intention translated into the archaic mode of thought by the help of an unconscious wish transformed to fulfill that wish.
Mm. Basically, the idea is that the dream is concealing some deeper truth. Mm-hmm. That's supposed to be then interpreted, right? And Zizek's point is that this depth itself is produced by the distortion, by the dream work. Mm. So you're not to be confused with that content.
Again, and what Zizek mentions at the beginning of Sublime Object is that the concept of dream work is correlated with the Marxist notion of labor, right?
Yeah. So why does it take that form? Why does it take the form of the commodity for Marx, and why does it take the form of the dream for Freud? That's the homology.
Nice. Nice. Okay, so moving... So actually, immediately what he says after that Freud reference is just such a good encapsulation of what Zizek does. He says, every detail is worth analyzing this marvelous passage from its implicit opening motto, and this is Freud, but it's true. It's perfectly true of Zizek. What's good enough for practice, namely the search for the meaning of dreams, is not good enough for theory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how is the how does this relate to Frankenstein? Because the kind of standard Marxist reading of Frankenstein would be that it distracts you with a family drama and loses its kind of true historical reference, the French Revolution.
Yeah. It being like, he says, like, masked through the very process of, in the same way that the dream's unconscious wish is masked. There's something here masked.
The family drama represses the true unconscious wish of revolution or whatever. But Zizek says, you know, this is true, but the actual operations of the family drama within the text also perform a kind of ideological critique. Because he says, imagine Frankenstein, the narrative of Frankenstein, without the family drama. It would be, it's like what he says about the birds. because the first half of The Birds is this family melodrama.
Oh yeah,
but
true.
If that wasn't there, then the movie itself wouldn't really work.